TED Audio Collective.
It's TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. Jim Chuchu is a Kenyan filmmaker and cultural innovator. He's also a sleuth. He's on a global hunt for missing objects from his native country. The objects and texts, some of them sacred, hold a treasure trove of Kenya's cultural heritage, but after years of colonization, often got removed from Africa. In his talk recorded for TED Monterey in 2021, he underlines why bringing back culturally meaningful objects is so important. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Fidelity Investments. We've all got old things lying around. Listen, if one of those old things is an old 401k, it's time to take care of it. Whether you've recently left a job or you're just making time to get your finances in order, Fidelity can help you explore options for your old 401k. A Fidelity rollover IRA has no account fees or minimums. Plus, you can choose from a wide variety of investments. Learn more about options that may give you flexibility for using your money today and for your future. It's an easy-to-follow rollover process that makes it simple to get started online in under 15 minutes. And just in case you need any help along the way, you'll have access to one of Fidelity's rollover specialists. So why leave that 401k lying around? It's time to make sure you keep your money working as hard as you do. Learn more about a 401k rollover at fidelity.com/rollover. Consider all your options and the applicable fees and features of each before moving your retirement assets. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme, as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
If you live in New York or London or some other so-called cultural capital, it's likely that you visited an art museum that features a collection of African art. These collections usually consist of masks and sculptures, but also include weapons and ceremonial dress, cutlery, jewelry, and even toys. These objects are markers of traditions and cultural beliefs, but also of adaptation and ingenuity, science and spirituality. Cultural objects are the way that human beings say we were here. Have you ever wondered how these African objects ended up in museums? Some were bought by traders and tourists, some were gifts exchanged in acts of friendship, and some were excavated in archaeological digs. But then there are many others that were looted during raids, confiscated by colonial forces, and stolen at gunpoint. I'm an artist, and I tell stories for a living. To tell stories, you need imagination and memory. And in Kenya, we have a gap in our memory. So much of what happened in between the late 1800s until our independence in 1963 is missing because too many of the objects that tell the stories from that period are gone. According to a 2018 report on African cultural heritage, 90% of sub-Saharan Africa's material cultural legacy is housed outside the African continent. What does it mean for a society to lose so many objects? It means that we forget our religions and our spiritual practices. It means that we forget the names of our kingdoms and heroes. It means that we forget our music, our crafts, and our languages. We forget our stories. And as a result, we adopt other people's religions and call our old religions witchcraft. We start to eat burgers and pasta and look down on our indigenous foods. And our children begin to believe in their hearts that other societies have richer cultures. Where do you begin to fix something like this? One place to start is to find out exactly which objects are missing and where they are. In 2018, as a member of the NEST Collective, and together with a coalition of Kenyan and European museums, artists and researchers, we co-founded the International Inventories Program, which began creating a database of Kenyan cultural objects that are held outside our country. We called and emailed museums across North America and Europe, asking them if they had any Kenyan cultural objects in their collections. We hosted public debates about object restitution and created exhibitions to bring the debate into the public sphere. And that was the easy part. The more difficult part for us Kenyans was having to read through the most troubling historical texts and records from a time in history when Africans were on the receiving end of colonial force, violence, and discrimination. Those texts are still difficult to read even today. In 2 years, we collected data on more than 32,000 objects held by these institutions. And that might seem like a huge number, but there are many other institutions that haven't yet replied to our requests. And that's just Kenya. There are 46 other countries in sub-Saharan Africa that have experienced a similar extraction of objects. Our next step is to publish this database online so that the data is accessible to community leaders who have been campaigning for the return of sacred objects, but also for every teacher, researcher and citizen who wants to find out what we are missing and where it can be found. We are not the only initiative of our kind. Across Africa and Asia, there are other projects asking similar questions about their cultural heritage. Our hope is that we can provoke institutions in North America and Europe to rethink the morality of their collections. We're asking them to account for the violent histories of some of the objects in their collections by labeling their collections more truthfully. We're asking them to return objects that were improperly acquired back to the communities that need them. We're asking them to trust African museums to store objects on behalf of the people of Africa. There can be no collective identity without collective memory. So we're asking for our objects to help us remember who we are. Thank you.